Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I can't wait for college football to start, man. I know we've talked about transfer portal, recruiting, NIL, who's transferring in, who's transferring out, and all that stuff. Once they put those, some people think, well, it's hurt college football a little bit. Listen, man, I agree. I never thought some of these guys can get this kind of money, but listen, once it starts, I don't see money when they're out there 11 on 11. I just go play. If you're making money, great. You know, there's a lot of schools paying a lot of money now. Great, but nobody's going to care when you win national championships, or make it to the playoffs and those situations. So we'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll have that. All right, so let's get back here to this Tua Tagovailoa situation here for just a second. I've got a couple days, and listen, it is going to be the biggest story. It just is, and
probably biggest story in the NFL.
Yes, it's a good point. Yeah, we got some. Dallas got a little problem.
Yeah,
Dallas got three guys.
They got three problems. Not a little problem, but Dak is going to be the highest paid receiver. I mean, highest paid quarterback in the league when he finally gets a new deal.
They also have one of the top.
CeeDee Lamb probably going to be the number two wide receiver in the league in terms of highest paid salary. And then their defensive end, their pass rusher, he's going to be the number one pass rusher, highest paid pass rusher, highest paid defender in league history. That you know when you have those problems, Joe, when you're good at drafting talent. I wish Dolphins had those problems, because what we do is we pay guys we trade for. Wouldn't you like to be Dallas and actually get them for 3-4 years cheap?
I have always said we're in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you and I agree on it.
Talk about it.
We're in this situation because you have to trade for guys because your draft picks don't work out sometimes.
Wouldn't it be nice if you drafted them, developed them, played them for cheap, and then had to pay them? Like Jalen Waddle.
I would at least,
and then Javon Holland.
I would like to have, and they've got some of those guys, but I would like to be in that situation where at least I have a choice whether. You know, like Christian Wilkins is a great example of a guy that ended up being a really good player, and he got paid somewhere else. Yes. And whether you think they should have done it or not, everybody's all over the board on Christian Wilkins.
No,
we'll see how he plays.
$28 million.
It's a lot of money. He got paid.
So Christian is making $28 million a year for the next 3 years. I don't believe his $100 million contract is ever going to be honored. He'll get $28 million for the next 3 years, and I probably wouldn't have paid him $20 million.
But
the Raiders did.
But look at the Raiders situation. So the Raiders got one pass rusher outside playing by himself.
Yep.
They felt they needed another guy inside because they don't.
They sure did.
And they saw double-digit sacks, and Christian, young, athletic dude, bam.
Yeah, do everything the right way, work hard, locker room, set your culture. I mean, and I think the biggest loss that Miami has with Christian is the locker room culture. He was a tone setter for this entire team, and now somebody has to step up and be that player. Hopefully, you know, Clayus is going to help you from a leadership standpoint, but you need a guy who's a little bit younger who's going to be the alpha male in that locker room. Right now, because Christian's gone, the alpha male status probably goes to Teron Armstead, and he's probably on his last year in the NFL. So you need somebody for the future. It'll be interesting to see who steps up and handles that role, that position. We talked about a little bit earlier in the show. Leadership is very important for a team. They set the tone. They set the culture. We know we can count on Teron. We know we can count on Raheem. You know, Jalen and Tariq, they've got to do a better job from a leadership standpoint. Right. I'm sure they'll take that personal and it'll get back to them. But, you know, those are guys who there's a difference between you setting the example and then you setting the tone for the entire team. And I believe in leadership, and I believe it has to be more than just about you.
Well, I am really curious to see what Tua decides to do.
Yep.
And
you say no contract, no worky-worky, right?
I hope he comes to camp because I think he needs to be there. But I think he does the limited work.
I think there's no doubt he's going to come to camp. If he doesn't come to camp,
I don't see him holding out. That's not his thing.
You hold out 2 days, you're down $100,000. Give that money.
That's in the bucket, Omar.
Give
it's
that
the NFL.
Money to your sister, man. Show up and don't do nothing. So, I never understood players who decided to, in this new CBA climate where owners can fine you, teams can fine you $50,000 per day. By the time you get to the regular season, some guy, let's say Javon Holland decided he wanted to sit out camp till he gets a new deal. By the time he gets to the regular season, he'll be playing for free.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that when you can show up and not work and not be fined?
Can I tell you why I don't think Tua, number one reason that I think Tua will at least go to camp. Whatever happens in camp, that's different, but we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because his relationship with his head coach.
Absolutely. But the head coach is the one that got him to work 7-on-7s. That was a compromise. Now we're at this point, a month later, from when I was basically limiting my participation in OTAs and minicamp. Now we're up 5 weeks later, still no deal.
Boy, Mike's
you got to turn up the volume on that.
Mike is in a real awkward situation. I've looked at this a zillion different ways, and as close as he gets to his players, and especially his quarterback, and he's got to go, hey, man, I know you're frustrated, but you know I got nothing. It's just I got nothing to do.
Don't say you got nothing to do with it, because you do have something to do with
What's
it.
What's he have to do with it?
You can say to Chris, what's the holdup? Let's get this deal done. This is my quarterback. This is the guy I believe in. Like, okay, what's the haggle? He's fighting for 44. We're offering 42.
He's also working real closely with Chris. Chris and Mike are also.
Yeah, they work together, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so don't
I think
play,
it's a really good relationship.
Don't play like you're innocent. Don't sit there and say, oh, I'm innocent. I don't got nothing to do with the contract situation. And that's what Mike is doing. No, you could twist Chris' arm. The owner sat down with Tua, and they still haven't gotten a deal done.
I don't think Mike's in a situation to be saying what somebody should get. I'm just telling you, I don't think that.
Okay, when they talk about Odell Beckham, you fought for Odell Beckham to get incentives that get you up to 8.
A little different what we're talking about here. Bad example.
But talking about
lots of money. This quarterback thing's a...
He's a very important player for you, or is he not?
Yes.
Okay.
The most important.
So he's the most important player. So my head coach is just going to say, "Oh, you know what? I don't want to get involved. I'm good.
I know you went too far. He can go, hey guys, how's this thing going? You know, but Mike's no matter how you want to say it, owner, because Mike, as far as what he's done, the culture, he's done some great things.
And this can mess it up.
But
this can mess it all
up. But this is like the guy the closest with that I. Play calling and all the great stuff we get, those guys mic'd up next to each other. Hey, you look great. I love your shoes. And we kind of crack up. But that's the number one guy, man. He's the most important guy. And that's the guy Mike, the closest guy he is to on that team is his quarterback.
Absolutely.
They, you know, look at what Mike's done in his career for Tua and what Tua has done for Mike for the, you know, first time head coach. So I just it's just awkward, man. Maybe it's better than I think, but you know, all of a sudden when it has to do with money, friendship can kind of get
yeah.
And working relationship and friendship can kind of take a back seat.
Tua said something in his one time, and that's why he also should show up to camp. Talk. Just like you talked the first time and you gave us the market is the market. Talk. Okay, you talk about you love me, you talk about you care for me, you talk about you want me to be the quarterback of this franchise. Where's the actions? Where's the offer? And none of us know what has been put on the table.
No idea.
But you clearly know he wants to be in the fake $50 million club. That's eight players, so you know what it's going to take. It's going to take you offering him, you know, an extension of at least 4 years and $50 million a year. That's $200 million. Put that with the $23 million. We got the baseline of what it is.
Yeah.
5 years, $23, $24 million. 5 years, $240 million. Let's figure it out.
I don't believe that Tua is going to play on that fifth-year option.
He's not. But that's what they're banking on.
If they think he's going to walk in or the agent's going to call and we had our last meeting, we're going to bet on ourselves mm-hmm. and that we're going to have a great year.
They're going to be screwed if you do that. And that's where he holds all the leverage. Because if he does that and he plays well and then they have to tag him, they can't do anything to improve this team. And at that point, if I play my full fifth-year option, I'm gonna hold you hostage on the tag until you make me the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL.
I think they're banking on some other things, too, that Tua knows this offense is perfect for him, and there's mm-hmm. no guarantees there's other offenses perfect for him. What if he gets stuck in a Chicago offense or all these other quarterbacks that have struggled in some of these other offenses
yeah,
don't have as much talent or
yeah.
aren't? Look at the Carolina kid. I don't know how good he is.
Carolina, the Raiders, maybe Dallas if they lose Dak Prescott. I mean, the Dolphins have factored all this in. They know what the contingencies are. They know what Tua's contingencies are. Tua's agent knows what his contingencies are. The question is Tua willing to play on the fifth-year option and then hold him hostage like Lamar Jackson did?
Yeah.
And that's a bad bet because if you do that and you're the Dolphins – then Tua can hold you hostage until you make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything in the offseason.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break from this because we're going to be checking in University of Miami football. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. I wanted to let Don Bailey Jr. know that his credit card was fantastic. I had no problems. My family and
stuff. Did you order a bottle of wine on it?
No, no wine.
No wine?
No wine, but I'll tell you what.
Kept it reasonable.
I didn't know till I got home. I still had no idea. I've never had that happen
before.
Don
probably has an alert on his phone.
I'll tell you what happened. That damn girl that was waiting on us looked so damn good that it didn't matter. She just dropped the credit. That's all that mattered.
Hey. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We got to go to break. A little DBJ flooring coming up, man.
Joe, Omar, and special guest. I hear our
I got to tell you something. Don Bailey Jr., and today is Don Bailey Flooring Day for everyone in South Florida. You've been thinking about getting those floors done. You've been thinking about it. The wife's complaining. I got the old floors. You need to do it. If it's just one room, it's the whole house. Omar.
Yeah.
We're all part of the family when it comes to.
Absolutely. Don did my floors.
That's it.
By the way, really, really, and I got to tell you, and I told your staff the other day, so I was in there, and I got there, as you know, a little early before we had dinner.
An hour
early. So I said, does he always go? He said, yeah. Like, I didn't realize you're so hands-on. Like, I didn't Absolutely. Realize if it's on your way. I thought you just did it for Bo and I.
Nope. He does it for everybody.
Was it Omar house, too? Now is it the Kelly house, too?
I did not realize you actually go out and do all that. When you said it the first time, I said, he'll bring one of his really good people out here, honey. And I go, there he is. He was there. But you've been doing that family thing, you and Dad, for a long time,
because
right?
Then I know the truth, right? You stay in tune to the business. You stay in tune to what's going on. You hear both sides of the story. I have to do it. That's the only way I know.
And he makes great recommendations, too.
He does. Oh, no, he knows the business. He knows what lasts and won't and why and the whole thing. And he's got great, great staff that works with him, and they do a great job. So to everybody out there, before we get – usually I do this at the end. Don Bailey Flooring, is that sign still up on the road there on the side, or did you guys wipe that out?
I can't ever wipe that out. That's a Miami tradition. You think about
it. You need to update it, though. You need to.
No. You can't change.
Oh, come on.
You can't change Dad in those tight. No, you cannot do that.
No,
I can't redo the monologue.
Will you pose for it, Omar?
You got to pose for it.
I'm on it. I'm on Biscayne. Laid out on Biscayne.
I got to tell you, and for everybody, your dad's still alive.
Yep.
Doing great and still. Comes in. It's incredible.
He does. 90.
And he stays,
he's 90.
Stays young. And wow, what you guys have done is incredible.
Well, been a lot of help with this great community. And we have great people with us for many, 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 many years.
So you've been passionate about that, and you've been passionate about that other thing, and you've seen the good and bad with the other thing as a player, as a fan, and doing these games for a long, long time. Don, if it doesn't happen this year with these two recruiting classes, and what he's done in the transfer portal at quarterback, especially with Cam Ward, who Woody's going to have in a couple of days for us in ACC meetings. It's just, you agree the quarterback, like in the NFL, is the key position. Right?
Without question.
Last year, I have nothing against the kid, Van Dyke. No. He didn't play well.
I don't know what, and to this day, I can't tell you what happened. Like, I really can't.
Lost his confidence. Too injured to do things.
He didn't look like around. Yeah. You're right. I mean, and it affected him. I wish him nothing but the best at Wisconsin, and I hope he does great. But I just can't tell you. The picks. You know, too many giveaways at that position last year. Kid just shut it down.
And the transfer portal, we're gonna have a lot of guys starting. Probably gonna have you can go across. I started to go across, but on both sides of the ball, there could be a running back. Kid
That's
from
what I'm
Oregon State.
Yeah, Martinez. I'm looking forward to seeing him. I really am. I mean, big, powerful, runs angry. You know, I mean, just one of those guys that we haven't had at the University of Miami in quite a long time. We haven't had a back of that size that can create that many problems for a defense. And if you're Coach Guidry on the defensive side, you got to love it. Give me please run the football all day. Give me 2,000 yard rushers. I'm happy. It helps my defense and it helps everything on the football team.
How do these guys learn? Because now I got everybody going, you know, especially if you're a fan. Well, we're in a lot of games. We're close. Look at this. Okay, that's great. But at the end, when you look at the standings on a Sunday morning, it says you lost. So How do you learn how to win if something goes against you or put games, put people away in the fourth? They were in some tight games, but you got to win them.
You got to win them, and that's a great question. I think a lot of it comes when you have players that have had to invest a lot. And what does that mean? That they've had to be in the weight room. They've had to understand nutrition. They've had to understand that it takes extra time in the film room. Just the investment and understanding, more importantly, how hard you have to work and how committed you have to be. And you have to have leadership. There can't be a lot of stray cats out there doing what they want to do. Everybody's got to get on the same page, and everybody talks that culture, but it's true. The culture has changed. I've seen Coach Cristobal change it, and it's positively moving in the right direction. And in today's college football, you've got to be able to go out and pick up some guys that can truly make a difference, and that's what's happened.
All right, just your opinion. Can you go overboard on the transfer portal when you got young developing guys? You think teams can do it too much where you got some guys, you recruit the hell out of them to get them, and you finally get them, and then they're you know they're all on a short leash, man.
That's right.
Hey, if I ain't playing, I ain't staying.
Yep.
Right? That's the new world.
You have to play. You have to figure out how to get playing time, and you have to talk to everybody involved, meaning the player, the parent, the representative, however it is, and understand that you put a plan together on how this player is going to develop. Because the good news is that they still get the four games and can get a red shirt. So how do you strategically use those four games for a young guy? But you've got to get him on the field, but you don't want to burn something up either. There's got to be a communication on that. So there's a balance on that. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, the player determines if he's redshirted or not. If he's better, he's playing. Nobody cares if he's a freshman or a senior. If he's better, he plays.
Think there's a lot of pressure. Mario's going out and getting 4- and 5-star guys like we haven't seen in a long, long time. If you think they're going to sit around and wait to play, they've been stroked and seen their name at the top of the list and see them on every high school
they
football show.
They got teams offering the money to come play for us.
Yeah, and I think that's going on too. People, hey, if they ain't working there, you can play for us. You don't have to wait around.
I think it's a heck of a balancing act. It really is. In some positions, in my opinion, especially along the line of scrimmage, you can use a year of development. It's kind of hard to have that conversation with an offensive lineman who's 18 and you got 21 and 22, 23-year-old guys over there. Same thing on that D-line. A year makes a huge difference.
It does.
As far as size.
But you got a 5-star defensive tackle, one of the highest-rated defensive tackles in history.
He's got to get on the field.
Okay.
He's got to get on the field.
Yes.
Got to get on the field.
Let me ask you, Don, is this pay-for-play era of college athletics sustainable? And I know Miami is doing well in it right now because they've got the donors that are paying the freight. But is it sustainable even if we create this playoff system?
Only time's going to tell, because when you look at it, professional sports, everything's got a cap now, right? So that's helped make that sustainable. They understand, whether it's baseball or football or whatever, basketball, here's the cap, here's what we've got. We've got to figure it out amongst how many players we got. And that eventually is going to have to happen, because how can you keep raising the ceiling, raising the ceiling, raising the ceiling, raising the ceiling, and you're only
going
to have one.
It ain't going away.
It's not going away.
Yeah. NIL's not going away. If anything, it's going to grow.
Absolutely.
There are no rules. I mean, it's crazy.
It's unfortunate that it happened without the rules, and now you've got to work backwards on it. So to be sustainable – evidently, it can't be, right? What can be sustainable if you don't have a cap or you don't have an understanding of a budget, right? Nothing, right? And I think that's what you're going to see, but they'll get around to getting that right too.
If you were athletic director, this is time for Don Bailey Jr. If you were athletic director, would you open with Florida first game of the season?
Any chance I got, baby.
Mm. See, I'm from that too, but...
Any chance I got.
I'm from that, but I know some people out there that are, oh, no, I never put them. It's hard enough through the ACC. I think it's great. By the way, I think you win in Gainesville, which won't be easy.
It will not be easy.
Anybody thinks they're a little down and out because of their schedule? By the way, they got a bitch of a schedule, too, if you've seen the Gator schedule. But a lot of people are like, yeah, why aren't we opening with?
I've had that as a player both ways, where we've opened with them and we've ended with them and our opponent like that. And you see it. The thing that it does – the positive of it is that you say Florida's different because it's not the ACC. On paper, either team can lose that game and get where they want to get. On paper. Now, emotionally and for your university, it's a different deal.
Right.
But on paper. But from the minute you start spring practice, it gives you an immediate focus. Every rep and fall camp is a countdown.
You know that game's coming, right?
Oh, it's here. We got 30 days and and 27 minutes and 42 seconds.
You'll be in the swamp and chomping. And
so I like that part of it. And, you know, if you can't control it. If when it happens, it happens. I'm all for it. I got no problem with it. I really don't.
I like good games. I think the fan of me, I don't know about you, Omar, but the fan of me, I want to see good games.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you play them early and you struggle, you can rebound. You can rebound.
Correct.
Your season isn't lost.
For either team. I mean, everybody's counting Florida out. I've watched enough of them to know you should count them in. You know, they're a good football team.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good players up there. He may not be LSU or Alabama, but they got a lot of damn good players up there to think like
they're
he's
big,
not empty.
They can run. That coach has won football games where he was prior. Believe me, it's going to be a tough, tough game, which is what everybody wants.
What position going into camp after being out there for spring football most concerns? Because of lack of experience, not saying they don't have talent.
No, you know, originally my concern was the secondary because so much was lost, right? You lose Kitchens, you lose Williams.
All your safeties.
Couch, you lose all those guys, and there's new faces there. Now, the Powell kid that they brought in from Washington, he was in a national championship game. So, I mean, he's played a lot of football the last 3 years and big games. I think that helps. Brown is a corner who, started the last four games last year. He comes in. You've got players that have started, but they're probably going to be the area that is going to get looked at hardest by the opponent because of the new faces. And I think they've probably helped them a ton by bringing in those defensive linemen and, you know.
Get after
and, and you got Mezador healthy, and you've got Bain back, and you got some inside help. That'll help that secondary big time.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. Other freshmen to look at that coming out that you liked, true freshmen?
I think the receivers.
You like Trader?
Yeah, Trader, and then, Carr?
Carr.
I think both of those guys are
interesting. We haven't seen the St. Thomas Aquinas wide receiver play because those guys can't graduate and go to spring football. So
I think the receivers got a lot of help early, you know. And on the defensive line, there's some guys that have talent, you know, that I saw in the spring that are pretty darn good. And I tell you, Joe, the sleeper spot for me, and sleeper because it was not productive last year, is tight end's a pretty good spot for Miami this year.
Yeah, got to get them more involved and get a part.
I think they
both
will.
Our teams.
Yeah, I think they definitely will
get that going. Well, DBJ, I got to tell you, man, this is it's good stuff. So you working? That was the thing. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. I was shocked during football season because you're at the University of Miami so much with the team. That you still work when you're not there, that you're still putting almost a full damn day in at the other place.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all fun.
I thought you put that thing on automatic pilot
a little bit. No such thing, Joe. There's no such – everybody thinks about automatic pilot. No.
No, you got a little old school in you. There's no question about it.
I can't help that.
What's the number? Give me a number for everybody out there. We want to get some floors done today.
Let's get some floors. Call my cell. No, 305-757-1578. 305-757-1578. Just ask for me. I'll take the calls.
Let me ask you, so what's the most popular flooring?
Mm-hmm.
What's the one that everybody goes to? Well, I want something nice but not too expensive. And that sounds like my wife. Go ahead. What do you have?
It sounds like everybody, Joe, they're all the same. You know, popular, you know, nationally, let's go that route. That vinyl plank is very, very popular. Carpet's still popular, but people love the wood floors, Joe. People love the wood floors. I love them. You
like them
got
too.
Them in your house.
What's the benefit of going wood instead of vinyl plank?
Oh, I think the resale value, and I think just the it's authentic and it's beautiful. You know, the vinyl is a great option. If you're stuck in between, you don't want a lot of times you can't put a wood floor down, Omar. You really can't. It gets scratched up. Your house, whatever life, it doesn't work. But so that gives you another option, and also it's a very affordable option. You know, wood floors are not freebies.
Don, thank you, buddy.
Hey, Joe, thanks for returning my credit card.
So we went out for dinner, split the bill.
Yeah.
We had the same credit card,
same color, everything was the same.
Yeah. And the girl came back and was talking while she's doing it, and mm-hmm. so they gave our cards back, and I went and had dinner on yours, and you weren't able to get gas on mine.
I'd like to explain that. Can you explain that, bro? I pull in the gas station. I'm riding the elephant. I'm on E, and I plug in my American Express and won't accept it. I says, something's wrong. Plug it in again. Won't accept it. I move. Go to another pump. Plug it in. Won't accept
so
it.
So I didn't have that problem. I went out for dinner with the whole family.
I bet you did.
And I ran it up a little bit, and you called me and said, hey, I think you have my credit card. And I went...
Just in time.
But dinner was great. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
How would you handle that, Omar? Does it sound strange to you? I'm surprised I even got mine back. I thought he'd just clip them both.
No. I don't know how I'd handle it, but I know he owes you some money.
No.
He's good, bro.
By the way, I do owe him the money. There's no question. And he'll get it. You know, this is South Florida. I'll get that to you. I know I owe you.
It's in the mail.
Hey, now they got the Cash App and Zelle. Everybody expects the money right away.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hey, Don, thank you, man.
All right, guys.
Really appreciate you making it.
Good to see you, Omar. Good to see you.
Thank you. We got Woody at the ACC. We'll check in with him in just a few minutes here. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Woody, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. And we'll have all your stuff coming up all week, so it can be fine. How you holding up so far, Woody? You doing okay?
I'm great, man. I told you, Bob was nice enough to give me one of these energy shots. So I'm really good right now. I'm guessing the crash will be pretty intense, but right now I'm feeling pretty good.
I know you're going to hit some Carolina barbecue. What spot you looking forward to going to?
Oh, I'll tell you what he's hitting. He's hitting the buffet at the hotel. That's free. The media buffet is free every day. That's what he's hitting.
He likes that. He likes a brisket. He likes that meat. You know,
he likes me being with him to pay for the damn thing.
That is true.
Well, you know, I was going to come up with Don Bailey Jr.'s credit card. But, you had it. You had it this week.
Hey, by the way, how about that though? That his credit card picked up my dinner, and my credit card wouldn't pick up his gas. I win.
That's an outrage.
At least I got my.
It's
right
just
card.
Tough when everyone has those identical looking platinum cards. You know?
Tough life, right?
What's that mean exactly? I have
Joe needs to get a picture on his credit card for who it is.
Annual fee. That's what it means, Joe. You pay a big annual fee.
Oh, Woody, I'm just messing with you.
You could get into those airport lounges, though. I think when your flight's delayed by like 7 hours, like mine was.
You're exactly right. I did.
At least they let you off the plane.
And by the way, I've been doing that a lot when I travel because the flights are. It wasn't just this thing on Friday and Saturday. It's a lot. It's going to California and going, if you go to Sacramento, there is a direct flight now from Miami to Sacramento, but for years there hasn't been. You got to depend on going to Denver or Dallas.
Yep.
And there's just no guarantees because nothing is ever.
That's why I only fly direct. I know I'm snobby like that, but which is why I generally don't like to go to Buffalo. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah, but flying direct doesn't help anymore anyway, man. It's still a disaster. I'll tell you, Joe, I wasn't even kidding, man. Like, the road trip is the only way to go now.
Mm-mm.
Dono got up here quicker than I did. He drove from Miami.
Yeah, as long as you, like, he's turning into a little vacation while he's up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like. I'm gonna go. I'm
you
go
were gonna do that.
The,
you should
know,
have
August
done that,
or
man.
Something
yeah.
for a little bit. But I'm not flying anywhere, man. It's just not a good situation.
No, Woody, I don't.
Tensions are running high at the airport too.
Oh,
tensions are running high everywhere in America.
My dad hadn't been on a flight in I think he said 12 or 13 years.
Wow.
Because the health of my mother, so he didn't do it. So he goes, and his first trip, he catches that thing that happened on Friday.
No.
So he didn't get in. He didn't get in till Saturday morning at age 90. Did not get 91. Did not get in. And came home and he didn't last long. He was asleep. He slept. And I mean, he slept.
Should have flew him in Thursday.
Yeah, like I knew that was going to happen. Thanks. You
got to show him South Florida. You got to take him up to boat campers on the beach. Have him enjoy some boat camper wings.
You know, I believe that is on that is one of the days. That is one of the afternoon trips
on the agenda. Let them see all the South Florida has to offer.
Show them the Parrot Lounge too. You'll have a great time there.
Is that Parrot Lounge? Tell me the Parrot Lounge is not still around.
It's still around, baby. Let's go, baby.
I don't even know what Parrot Lounge is.
Yeah. The best Eagles bar in South Florida, I'll put it that.
I didn't know it was the Eagles. Just ended up there a few times. Years ago, the Parrot Lounge has been around forever.
It's still popping. You should come around.
Elbow Room. Some of those places just.
Yep. Institutions.
Man.
In Miami, those spots change names every 2 years, Joe. You can't even keep up.
I know.
I can't even tell you where to go. I know some spots, you know. I still hit brick every
You know,
once in a while.
There's a famous Mexican restaurant on 17th Street, Carlos and Pepe's, out of business. Stop. And it's been there forever.
It's tough times out here in this economy, unfortunately.
How's that place out of business? That they had that thing. That was place after games, the team would meet. That was big stuff.
And wherever y'all went, the talent went.
See, no.
Yeah, don't deny it now, Joe.
I'm not doing that. I'm staying out of the what happened back then. It's done.
Still happening now.
Still going on. Just
still going on.
Yeah.
People always wonder, why do they end up with those girls? Well, why are they always with the same girls? Well, generally because the same girls are always around.
That's probably
trying to get chose.
Probably through years, that's probably, there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
A lot of those girls go to the same places.
They know where the players go. They get a little inside information, and then they show up.
So what do you, before we kick things out of here, we get kicked out of here, I want to ask you, what do we got on for today? What are you writing?
I'm writing a column that Tua should not be working if he's not being paid. Compensated properly with his guarantee.
So you're saying stay out completely.
No, I say show up, don't work. Show up, sit it out. Or you can go the Christian Wilkins route where you work for the first 2 weeks. You give them 14 days to figure it out and get it done. After the 14 days period, shut it down and show up a week before the regular season. Don't say skip practice, but don't work. Watch.
You think they're close?
Hey, Omar, when is Chris Greer going to speak?
He speaks at the end of when the 53-man roster is assembled.
So he won't talk.
Because he should have to answer for this, because all he said all along is that Tua is our franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Do we believe in Tua?
Like,
Tua
someone
is our
should
guy.
Have to answer why this guy is, why we're going into
It's negotiations, and the Dolphins hold the leverage. Now, the question is, how do you want to treat
that.
Your number one?
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I keep hearing that.
They do.
The Dolphins have no second option. They're all in with this roster as it is. Like, they have no one.
Let me check on ESPN. Play, right? I saw he's a number one rated quarterback.
Is he the number one rated quarterback? No.
Last year he was.
No,
yeah.
I mean, no, he's the. No, Brock Purdy's top rated quarterback.
No. At the top of yards and
oh, yards. Yeah. Stuff, I mean, yeah. He's good statistical quarterback, and then they'll throw it in your face. How do you play against the top teams?
Well, that's negotiations. You can't get mad at that. Now, I disagree with you on that.
Can you stay healthy? And ultimately, the Dolphins, they got him under contract, $23.1 million. He's second highest paid player on the team this year.
He does not want to play.
No,
for
he
doesn't. $23
million. Lamar did it, though. Lamar did it, and he came out on top. And if Tua wants to bet on
himself. How many guys? We used to say he was a damn dummy waiting that long to go through that.
Crazy.
Don't tell me you didn't say that, too.
No, I did say that.
Okay.
Lamar was crazy, but he walked away with the best quarterback deal in the NFL.
He bet on it. By the way, himself. That's a big bet job because he waited way too long. But he got it. He got it done.
He got it. And still, no quarterback in this league actually averages $50 million but him. And he had to twist their hand and force the issue. And maybe Tua has to do the
same. So let me ask you, I know you're going to write this article. In your heart, do you believe this still is going to get done here?
I do believe it's going to get done. But I believe it's going to get done right before the start of the regular season.
That's fine unless he's holding out and not throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
He's about timing.
That's why you got to speed it up. That's why you got to force your hand.
He got a new guy out there, an Odell Beckham Jr. to throw to. He got a rookie that may be playing in there.
Imagine if these fans come out and they see what this offense looks like with Mike White and Skylar Thompson.
That's why I say he's got some leverage.
Exactly. He does have leverage.
He's got an owner. Everybody wants to win right now.
Mm-hmm. How much time does he need to get ready for the regular season?
It's all about timing. I think he needs some time.
He does.
So let me ask you this final question about Tua and this contract. So what's this do to his relationship coming back with Mike? The most important guy in his life is Mike McDaniel.
Mike is innocent. Mike is innocent. Mike is pleading ignorance and innocence. It's Chris. I think it's destroyed his relationship with Chris. I mean, until a deal gets done and then he gets handsomely rewarded his $100 million.
You know, Chris is the most liked guy out there. Like, if we're doing a popularity contest.
Mike's the most guy out there. Mike destroys Chris. Mike is really popular.
That's true.
Mike is Mr. Popular.
No, you're right. It would be Mike and then Chris.
Yeah. But Mike's making Chris the bad guy. Now, how long does that play out? I don't know.
But that's his job.
Yeah.
Chris doesn't have to coach him up every day.
Exactly.
I think Chris would agree. Like, look, this is going to get a little sticky, and you got a relationship, you guys are really close, and you got the chemistry of this team and the culture and all that stuff. Like, you got to take some shots at me
If I'm Mike, I say to Tua, give us 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks. Obviously, tomorrow they show up for conditioning tests. Tua's going to show up.
Yeah.
He's going to pass. Tua's not dumb enough to hold out. Like, that. There's no benefit to holding out. Tua could show up and talk. And he'll make himself millions of dollars by talking.
Yeah, get her done, get her done, get her done. Hey, we're out of time. Omar, thank you. Trevor, thank you guys so much. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Trev.
So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Woody, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. And we'll have all your stuff coming up all week, so it can be fine. How you holding up so far, Woody? You doing okay?
I'm great, man. I told you, Bob was nice enough to give me one of these energy shots. So I'm really good right now. I'm guessing the crash will be pretty intense, but right now I'm feeling pretty good.
I know you're going to hit some Carolina barbecue. What spot you looking forward to going to?
Oh, I'll tell you what he's hitting. He's hitting the buffet at the hotel. It's free. Buffet is free every day. That's what he's hitting.
He likes that. He likes a brisket. He likes that meat. You know,
he likes me being with him to pay for the damn thing.
That is true.
Well, you know, I was going to come up with Don Bailey Jr.'s credit card. But, you had it. You had it this week.
Hey, by the way, how about that though? That his credit card picked up my dinner, and my credit card wouldn't pick up his gas. I win.
That's an outrage.
At least I got my.
It's
right
just
card.
Tough when everyone has those identical looking platinum cards. You know?
Tough life, right?
What's that mean exactly? I have
Joe
no
needs
idea.
To get a picture on his credit card
for
who it is.
Annual fee. That's what it means, Joe. You pay a big annual fee.
Oh, Woody, I'm just messing with you.
You could get into those airport lounges, though, I think, when your flight's delayed by seven hours like mine was.
You're exactly right. I did.
At least they let you off the plane.
And by the way, I've been doing that a lot when I travel because the flights are. It wasn't just this thing on Friday and Saturday. It's a lot. It's going to California and going. If you go to Sacramento, there is a direct flight now from Miami to Sacramento, but for years there hasn't been. You got to depend on going to Denver or Dallas.
Yep.
And there's just no guarantees because nothing is ever.
That's why I only fly direct. I know I'm snobby like that, but which is why I generally don't like to go to Buffalo. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah, but flying direct doesn't help anymore anyway, man. It's still a disaster. I'll tell you, Joe, I wasn't even kidding, man. Like, the road trip is the only way to go now.
Mm-mm.
Dono got up here quicker than I did. He drove from Miami.
Yeah, as long as you, like, he's turned into a little vacation while he's up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like. I'm gonna go away for a little bit, but I'm not flying anywhere, man. It's just not a good situation.
No, Woody, I don't.
Tensions are running high at the airport too.
Oh,
tensions are running high everywhere in America.
My dad hadn't been on a flight in I think he said 12 or 13 years.
Wow.
Because the health of my mother, so he didn't do it. So he goes, and his first trip, he catches that thing that happened on Friday.
No.
So he didn't get He didn't get in till Saturday morning at age 90. Did not get 91. Did not get in. And came home and he didn't last long. He was asleep. He slept. And I mean, he slept.
Should have flew him in Thursday.
Yeah, like I knew that was going to happen. Thanks.
You got to show him South Florida. You got to take him up to boat campers on the beach. Have him enjoy some boat camper wings.
You know, I believe that is on that is one of the days. That is one of the afternoon trips
on the agenda. Let them see all the South Florida has to offer.
Show them the Parrot Lounge too. You'll have a great time there.
Is that Parrot Lounge? Tell me the Parrot Lounge is not still around.
It's still around, baby. Let's go, baby.
I don't even know what Parrot Lounge is.
The best Eagles bar in South Florida, I'll put it that.
I didn't know it was the Eagles. Just ended up there a few times. Years ago, the Parrot Lounge has been around forever.
It's still popping. You should come around.
Elbow Room. Some of those places just.
Yep. Institutions.
Man.
In Miami, bar. In Miami, those spots change names every 2 years, Joe. You can't even keep up.
I know.
I can't even tell you where to go. I know some spots, you know. I still hit brick every
You know, there's a famous Mexican restaurant on 17th Street, Carlos and Pepe's, out of business. Stop. And it's been there forever.
It's tough times out here in this economy, unfortunately.
How's that place out of business? That was place after games, the team would meet. That was big stuff.
And wherever y'all went, the talent went.
See, no.
Yeah, don't deny it now, Joe.
I'm not doing that. I'm staying out of the what happened back then. It's done. It's
still happening now.
Still going on. Just
still going on.
Yeah.
People always wonder, why do they end up with those girls? Well, why are they always with the same girls? Well, generally because the same girls are always around.
That's probably true. Probably through years, there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
A lot of those girls go to the same places.
They know where the players go. They get a little inside information, and then they show up.
So what do you, before we kick things out and we get kicked out of here, I want to ask you, what do we got on for today? What are you writing?
I'm writing a column that Tua should not be working if he's not being paid. Compensated properly with his guarantee.
So you're
money.
Saying stay out completely. Don't.
No, I say show up, don't work. Show up, sit it out. Or you can go the Christian Wilkins route where you work for the first 2 weeks. You give them 14 days to figure it out and get it done. After the 14 days period, shut it down and show up a week before the regular season. Don't say skip practice, but don't work. Watch.
You think they're close?
Hey, Omar, when is Chris Greer going to speak?
He speaks at the end of when the 53-man roster is assembled.
So he won't talk.
Because he should have to answer for this, because all he said all along is that Tua is our franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Do we believe in Tua? Like,
someone
should
have to answer why this guy is, why we're going into
it's negotiations. And it's negotiations, and the Dolphins hold the leverage. Now, the question is, how do you want to treat your number one?
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I keep hearing that.
They do.
The Dolphins have no second option. They're all in with this roster as it is. Like, they have no one.
Let me check on ESPN. Right? I saw he's a number one rated quarterback.
Is he the number one rated quarterback? No.
Last year he was.
No,
yeah.
I mean, no, he's the – no, Brock Purdy's top-rated quarterback.
No, at the top of yards and
oh, yards, yeah. Stuff, I mean, he's good statistical quarterback, and then they'll throw it in your face. How do you play against the top teams?
Well, that's negotiations. You can't get mad at that. Now, I disagree with you on that.
Can you stay healthy? And ultimately, the Dolphins, they got him under contract, $23.1 million. He's second highest paid player on the team this year.
He does not want to play.
No,
for
he doesn't.
$23
million. Lamar did it, though. Lamar did it, and he came out on top. And if Tua wants to
How
bet
many
on
guys? We used to say he was a damn dummy waiting that long to go through that.
Crazy.
Don't tell me you didn't say that,
no,
too.
No, I did say that. Okay. Lamar was crazy, but he walked away with the best quarterback deal in the NFL.
He bet on himself. That's a big bet job because he waited way too long. But he got it. He got it done.
He got it. And still, no quarterback in this league actually averages $50 million but him. And he had to twist their hand and force the issue. And maybe Tua has to do the same.
So let me ask, I know you're going to write this article. In your heart, do you believe this deal's going to get done here?
I do believe it's going to get done. But I believe it's going to get done right before the start of the regular season.
That's fine unless he's holding out and not throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, he's about timing.
That's why you got to speed it up. That's why you got to force their hand.
He got a new guy out there in Odell Beckham Jr. to throw to. He got a rookie that may be playing in there. And that.
Imagine if these fans come out and they see what this offense looks like with Mike White and Skylar Thompson.
That's why I say he's got some leverage.
Exactly. He does have leverage.
He's got an owner. Everybody wants to win right now.
How much time does he need to get ready for the regular season?
It's all about timing. I think he needs some time.
He does.
So let me ask you this final question about Tua and this contract. So what's this do to his relationship coming back with Mike? The most important guy in his life is Mike McDaniel.
Mike is innocent. Mike is pleading ignorance and innocence. It's Chris. I think it's destroyed his relationship with Chris. I mean, until a deal gets done and then he gets handsomely rewarded his $100 million.
You know, Chris is the most liked guy out there. Like, if we're doing a popularity contest.
Mike's the most guy out there. Mike destroys Chris. Mike is really popular.
That's true.
Mike is Mr. Popular.
No, you're right. It would be Mike and then Chris.
Yeah. But Mike's making Chris the bad guy. Now, how long does that play out? I don't know.
But that's his job.
Yeah.
Chris doesn't have to coach him up every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think Chris would agree. Like, look, this is going to get a little sticky, and you got a relationship, and you guys are really close, and you got the chemistry of this team and the culture and all that stuff. Like, you gotta take some shots at me
If I'm Mike, I say to Tua, give us 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks. Obviously, tomorrow they show up for conditioning tests. Tua's going to show up.
Yeah.
He's going to pass. Tua's not dumb enough to hold out. Like, that. There's no benefit to holding out. Tua could show up and talk. And he'll make himself millions of dollars by talking.
Yeah, get her done, get her done, get her done. Hey, we're out of time. Omar, thank you. Trevor, thank you guys so much. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Trev.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.